A Burlington man is suing Casino Rama, the Rama Police Service and six associated parties and employees for a total of $3.5 million in a civil case. Daniel Dobson, 40, claims Casino Rama security personnel and Rama police officers were negligent and used excessive force, causing long-lasting injuries, laid false criminal charges and falsely arrested and imprisoned him after he was asked to leave the casino on December 10, 2022. Dobson filed a statement of claim on November 7, 2024, with the Ontario Superior Court of Justice in Newmarket. Defendants named include Casino Rama, Gateway Casinos and Entertainment, Rama Police Service Board, Rama Police Chief Jarrell Swamp, Evan Gorman, Rama Police Officer Hayden Kennedy, Wayne Stanley Haviel and Dale Donnie Ricolette, Casino Rama Security Guards. At all material times, Daniel was an unarmed patron of Casino Rama. Daniel pleads that he was a victim of negligence, negligent use of excessive force, negligent investigation, false arrest, laying false charges, false imprisonment, intentional and/or negligent infliction of mental distress, malicious prosecution and infringement or denial of his constitutional rights, reads the statement of claim. In the statement, it is alleged Dobson was violently tackled to the floor by Casino Rama security guards, at which time his head was slammed hard against the ground. One of the security guards claimed Dobson bit him during the incident. Soon after, Rama police officers got involved. At that point, the statement of claim says, an officer shackled Dobson's feet with handcuffs while carrying Dobson from the casino. The statement of claim alleges, one of the officers suddenly and violently slammed Dobson's head onto the floor. One of the officers claimed Dobson bit him. Dobson was transported to the Orillia OPP detachment, where, the statement of claim alleges, he asked for medical attention because he was bleeding heavily and in a lot of pain. It is alleged he did not receive medical attention. So far, none of the defendants has filed a statement of defense. Robert Mitchell, spokesperson for Casino Rama and Gateway Casinos, said he could not comment on the case when contacted by Orillia Matters. Swamp could not be reached for comment before publication. A message left with Rama Police Services Board Chair Sparrow Rose was not returned before publication. As a result of the incident at Casino Rama, Dobson is facing 8 criminal charges, 4 counts of threatening death or bodily harm, 2 counts of assault, 1 count of assaulting a police officer and 1 count of obstructing police. Dobson has a court date April 2, with the objective of setting a trial date for the criminal charges.